The Perfect Day, Underneath the Tip of the Iceberg. A good friend recently summarized two truths to me. Number one, Mormonism is supposed to be about seeking truth from all sources. And number two, deep spiritual growth is an individual path that organizations cannot do for another and more. Over the years, The Perfect Day has cast a spotlight on many truths, sometimes using non-Mormon sources and mostly scriptural sources and people's firsthand experiences to give us a better context of the concepts. These truths have included casting out evil, calling an election, commanded blessings, DNC 93.1, doctrinal boxes, emptying your cup, false prophets and prophecies, knocking on the doors of heaven, love versus obedience, meditation, mighty prayer, one eternal round, proactive charity, prodigal Mormons, rending the veil of unbelief, sanctification, the second comforter, spiritual aids, spiritual alignment and ascension, spiritual creation, super faith, the gifts of charity, discernment, faith, and healing, the lectures on faith, the preeminence of the scriptures, the third comforter, traditions of men, true repentance, visualizing, walking and talking with God, wisdom, Zion, and of course, getting to know the best friend you never knew, Yeshua HaMashiach. Which C are you? Yet no matter how edifying learning about these topics may have been, it's still not enough. What good is it learning and maybe even knowing the truths of these teachings if you haven't taught them as well? Stephen R. Covey in the book The Divine Center said this, "There are two seas in Palestine, one fresh, and fish are in it. Splashes of green adorn its banks. Trees spread their branches over it and stretch out the thirsty roots to sip of its healing waters. Along its shores the children play as children played when he was there. He loved it. He could look across its silver surface when he spoke about his parables, and on a rolling plain not far away he fed 5,000 people. The River Jordan makes this sea with sparkling water from the hills, so it laughs in the sunshine, and men build their houses near to it, and birds their nests, and every kind of life is happier because it's there. The River Jordan flows on south into another sea. Here there is no splash of fish, no fluttering leaf, no song of birds, no children's laughter. Travelers choose a different route, another one, unless on an urgent business. The air hangs heavy above its water, and neither man nor beast nor fowl will drink. This is the difference. The Sea of Galilee receives but does not keep the Jordan. For every drop that flows into it, another drop flows out. The giving and receiving go on in equal measure. The other sea is shrewder, hoarding its income jealously. It will not be tempted into any generous impulse. Every drop it gets, it keeps. The Sea of Galilee gives and lives. This other sea gives nothing. It is named the Dead. There are two kinds of people in the world, and there are two seas in Palestine. The two bodies of water serve as a good metaphor for a spiritual principle. When you share your knowledge, gifts, and resources freely, you receive much more in return. Whatever you jealously clutch and keep for yourself stagnates and eventually chokes the life out of you. Sea of Galilee people have an abundance mentality. They know that if they give freely, there will always be more coming their way. They never worry that the supply of blessings will dry up. In fact, they're right. As they share these truths with others, others' lives are changed, enhanced, and even transformed. As God sees this, He sends you more knowledge, gifts, and resources. The process repeats, helping to ensure your and their status as a Zion-like people. Dead Sea people, on the other hand, are fearful. They say, "These teachings are too sacred," a concept that's not found in the scriptures. "Nobody will understand me." It's a fearful assumption on your part, or, "I just don't have the time or knowledge to share them." Yet I have found that if something's important, we can make time for it, and God will help you make time for it too. Yet if you keep these things to yourself, you do not entitle yourself to further knowledge, gifts, and resources from God, thereby denying your ability to help others grow too. Thomas Gibbons said, "That man may last, but never lives. who much receives but nothing gives, whom none can love, whom none can thank. Creation's blot, creation's blank. What to do from here on? You either have the desire to share or you don't. If you're like, I'd share what I learned, but I have no time. I'd share, but I have no idea how to. Or, I'd love to share, but I'm not a good writer. Well, those are indications that you lack faith in God to help you do the right thing, to share. You're either fine with making excuses to stay a Dead Sea person, or you're ready to strive to be a Sea of Galilee person. And it's all on nobody else's shoulders but yours, for eternity. But if you're ready to become a Sea of Galilee person, then be prepared for possibly the greatest adventure of your life. An adventure where you hear Yeshua's voice and promptings to a much higher degree. An adventure where people on the other side of the globe will praise your name to God for saying the right things at the right time to them. An adventure where you know you are growing in your spiritual development in ways you could never have dreamed of. And an adventure where your interactions with Yeshua, Father, and Mother take a very real and significant upturn. May I offer some free advice? This blog and its accompanying podcast is just the tip of the iceberg with respect to what's being discussed online about the concepts I mentioned above. The concepts are introduced here on the blog. That's the tip of the iceberg. The vast majority of the iceberg, the analysis, the good stuff, is discussed in our Facebook group, which is composed of many members who are focused on deepening their relationship with Jesus Christ in a responsible, safe environment. So if you haven't joined the Facebook group yet, I invite you to do so today. Click here to start this process. Don't wait another day and potentially miss out on all the things being discussed. And if you don't interact on Facebook, then do what others have done. Just create an account just to join our group. There is no other way to engage in the below-the-waterline iceberg of this blog than on Facebook. Want to get close to God? Then quit the excuses. Study these concepts and actively engage in ways to share them with others. Don't have the time? God can easily help you. Not a great writer? God will help you with that too. Don't know what to say? Strap in your seatbelt. God's got other plans. 2,000 years ago, Yeshua started the ball rolling by showing us how to do it. Now it's time to take off the training wheels and do what he would do if he were alive today. Wherever you go, whatever you do, whoever you're interacting with, be a reflection or extension of him. The only way to be a true disciple of Yeshua is to let him live his life through yours, to move in your moving, to love in your loving, to minister in your ministering, to speak in your speaking, to touch in your touching, to rejoice in your rejoicing. After all, it's his life anyway. Live it for his glory, so that you can't tell where your life ends and his begins. So that when you look in the mirror, you don't see your life, but only that of the rabbi. And to live his life means to love a life focused on others, not yourself. Joseph Smith said, "A man filled with the love of God is not content with blessing his family alone, but ranges through the whole world, anxious to bless the whole human race." Because sometimes it's the very people who no one imagines anything of who do the things that no one can imagine. As you take these ideas seriously, as you take them to heart and act on them, you too will experience greater light within you and around you until you too experience the perfect day.
Why you ever chose me has always been a mystery. All my life I've been told I belong at the end of the line with all the other not quite, with all the never get it right. But it turns out they're the ones you were looking for all this time.
Cause I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. Well, Moses had stage fright, and David brought a rock to a sword fight. You picked 12 outsiders nobody would have chosen, and you changed the world. Well, the moral of the story is everybody's got a purpose. So when I hear that devil start talking to me, saying, who do you think you are? I say, I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
So let me go down, down, down in history as another blood-bought, faithful member of the family. And if they all forget my name, well, that's fine with me. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. So let me go down, down, down in history.
Go down in history.
Has another blood bought, faithful member of the family.
That's all I ever wanna be.
And if they all forget my name, well, that's fine with me. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
Cause I'm just a nobody,
nobody.
Trying to tell everybody